This is Patrick Wannis, celebrity life coach, human behavior and relationship expert, and clinical hypnotherapist, PhD. There are so many mixed messages about what it takes, what's required, and what are the secrets to losing weight. And the challenge with this issue around weight is becoming bigger and bigger as we're faced with a higher rate of obesity and all the diseases and illnesses associated with being overweight and being obese. I've often focused on the emotional side relating to losing weight and to being thin and even loving your body. Recently, I attended a David Wolf health seminar where he was talking about, you know, healthy eating and what are the superfoods and ways to detoxify your body, ways to ensure that your body's healthy and in its prime. But one thing I've never noticed anyone to say is intuitive eating. Now, what does that really mean? Well, it's natural to use your intuition to lose weight and to maintain a healthy lifestyle. It's just as natural to fall off the wagon, to get lost, to go through those changes, to get up and repeat it again. It's also natural to fall in step with yourself and then achieve long-term weight goals by eating intuitively. Jane Bernard focuses on diet and eating hot buttons, or talks about. Jane Bernard is the expert on intuition. She has degrees in philosophy and psychology. She's appeared on television numerous times and also wrote the book Fine Tuning, Connecting with Your Inner Power, which you can open up to any page, and there's a brilliant soundbite of insight. Jane is based in New York City. She speaks publicly about intuition and also privately coaches people to use their intuition to lose weight, to write more effectively, and to connect with success. Jane, thank you very much for joining me today.
It's my pleasure, Patrick. Thank you for inviting me.
So here's the million-dollar question. What is intuition?
Great question. Intuition is your inner guidance system. It's your inner personal trainer. Every one of us is born with our own intuition. It's individual, just like our fingerprints.
All right, so let's look at that again. You said it's an inner guidance system?
Yes.
So how do we connect to this inner guidance system?
Well, connecting with your inner guidance system is as simple as opening your eyes. Intuition actually is our sixth sense, and it takes the input from our five senses, which are seeing, smelling, touching, hearing, and tasting, and it balances that with how our body feels, what we know from history in our mind and our emotions. So the first way to connect with your intuition is to connect with your five senses and really look at what's in front of you, hear what people are saying to you, and notice how you feel.
All right, so I'm still overwhelmed by that statement because you're saying to me I've got to get in touch with all of my senses, listen to what people say, and then become aware of what I feel. But sometimes I might be listening to what someone says. I might feel angry. I might feel aggressive. I might feel afraid. Am I connecting with my intuition?
No, you're not. What you're doing is you're being manipulated by impatience, self-pity, and anger, and that's your inner baby. The thing about intuition, the first thing you have to do to trust is to trust yourself by being virtually very, very honest with yourself. Because we can ignore facts, but we can't deny them. So, for example, if people are saying things to you that bring out these feelings that are essentially self-destructive, you just have to look at yourself and rely on your own truth, which is what matters to you, and respect yourself. The first intuitive sense that we all are born with is our survival instinct, which is to protect ourselves. So if you're in an environment and somebody's putting you down because of your weight or something that you're doing, you have to protect yourself emotionally by connecting with your inner dignity and trusting your truth.
Even I might struggle with to understand when you say, for example, inner truth. What do you define inner truth as?
I define inner truth is what matters to you. You really know when you're connected with your intuition, when you feel in sync with yourself. A lot of people call intuition a gut instinct or common sense. When you do something that is intuitively right for you, you feel really good about yourself. In fact, you feel free because intuition is empowering. Intuition is always positive, and it brings you into where you want to be.
All right, so let me ask you this, because I've often defined intuition as what you said a moment ago, the gut feeling, that gut sense.
Right.
So, and you said, though, it's always positive. So
yes, it is.
If I'm in a room, mm-hmm. and women are obviously much better at this than men are, because I think women are much more intuitive than men, and you may agree or disagree, I'm not sure. Maybe just women are better at developing it. But I'll often turn to a female friend and ask her for an opinion of someone because I know she'll have an intuitive sense. So a woman might be with her husband, boyfriend, or partner, and she'll meet someone and she'll say, oh, I don't trust him. And you'll say, what are you talking about, honey? I've known him for years. And she'll say, no, I don't trust him. And often she'll be right. Now, is that her intuition or not? Is it positive?
Well, if it's protective, it's positive. But what I just want to say that when it counts, people use their intuition. You can just ask any policeman, doctor, fireman, or member of the armed forces. When it comes to intuition, everybody has it.
So why do you think, sorry, Jane, why do you think, though, that police, ambulance, armed forces have a greater sense of intuition than, say, the average person?
I don't think they have a greater sense. I think they trust their intuition because the first step in being intuitive is being open to the fact that you have intuition. That's called having an open mind. So if the people who are policemen or people in the military or people who are doctors trust themselves, they trust their judgment of their inner, their gut feeling, and they rely on it, because their lives involve split-second decisions that occur before they can think about them.
Right. I've also heard some people say that intuition is that still, quiet voice. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Do you define it as that?
I define intuition, people do call it that little voice, but there's a big difference between your inner voice, which is your intuition, and the little voice of people telling you you're bad or something you heard on TV. So the way you have to be able to differentiate from that quiet voice that is a positive guidance system to one that's a critical voice.
Yes,
The kind of self-discipline that you get from your intuition, from that little voice, is a kind of guidance. So if your soft voice is guiding you in a direction that feels positive, it's your intuition. If it's criticizing you, putting you down, and making you feel bad about yourself, it's not your intuition.
And I refer to that, what you're referring to as the critical voice, also as the inner chatterbox. That's the one that doesn't stop and often says, as you said, critical things or puts you down. So you're saying that the intuition is positive, empowering, and protective.
Yes, it is.
And again, how can we distinguish between that voice and the voice of fear?
Well, what is fear? Fear is a form of doubting yourself. Like we're talking about eating, right?
Yes.
Okay, so if you're about to go out to a party and there's going to be fabulous desserts everywhere and you're afraid you'll overeat, you're doubting yourself. And part of what happens when you doubt yourself is that you're unconsciously being manipulated. What did you call that negative voice?
In a chatterbox.
You're unconsciously being manipulated by your inner chatterbox. And I call that your inner baby, because the inner baby indulges in self-pity and doubt. Whereas if you're afraid, then you have to connect with your standards. Intuition really brings you to what matters to you. So if what matters to you is not gorging at a party, and you can connect with that, then when you look at a plate full of chocolate candies, instead of grabbing a handful, you're just going to grab one, and then you're going to walk to the other side of the room. Whereas if you're consumed with fear, you react emotionally. And that is not intuitive, because intuition keeps your emotions balanced with your intelligence.
Now that's
what we call common sense.
Okay, just define again common sense as the balance between...
Common sense is the balance between your emotions and your intelligence that helps you make a choice in your best interest.
Excellent. So, I love that definition.
Thank you very much.
Now, interestingly, when you talk there about emotions, I also have a 3-CD set called The Secrets to Losing Weight, Being Thin and Loving Your Body. And my emphasis is not on food at all. It's primarily on negative emotions and stress. And negative emotions create stress, and stress creates negative emotions, which then impact your body. And as you talked about, there is emotional eating, or whether your emotions take over and you start to gorge or just go almost crazy and keep eating. So here is something that's very significant to me. How can I distinguish between intuition and a craving?
Well, we're talking about two different things. First of all, I'm so glad you have that three-part CD, because stress is a hot button that's a result of dieting. And I just want to say the reason why is because when we diet, we turn over our control of our bodies to another source. And so we fight against it, because that's human nature. Craving is a whole other thing. What is craving? Craving comes from many sources. When you're at that same party, say you're craving to eat at least 2 or 3 handfuls of chocolate candies. What do you really want? Sometimes people eat so that they don't have to talk to people, because they're insecure and they're afraid. So sometimes people eat because they're hiding. Sometimes people eat because they're lonely. When you connect with your intuition, you say, when I eat whatever I'm eating, like if you're at a party, one of the tricks to beating craving is, will I feel good about myself in an hour? Whatever you eat intuitively, you enjoy eating it, because to enjoy what you're eating is part of your survival instinct. And also, you feel good physically and emotionally an hour later. If you are having doubts about whether you really want to eat 2 handfuls of chocolate or you're being driven by a craving, then you think, well, if I eat 2 handfuls of chocolate, will I feel good about myself in an hour? And you won't. And
so
you'll regret it. And it perpetuates a cycle that's self-destructive. Craving.
So are you saying that the craving is motivated or driven by emotions or by even the body? For example, maybe the body needs something, and so you desperately crave it.
Oh, that's a different kind of craving.
Okay.
That's a really great point, Patrick. In fact, every cell in your body is brand new every 7 years, which means we're all much younger than we look. And so, in fact, since your body is reproducing a new spleen, a new heart, a new stomach, fresh blood, constantly, you will naturally crave different foods at different times, which is one reason it's very hard to stay in a rigid diet program, because change is a natural part of life. And allowing yourself to eat what you crave, as long as it is not destructive, is what will keep you healthy.
Things?
Absolutely. But that is a longer process than this phone call. Okay. But you can use it because there are definite tools to stay connected with your intuition. For my new book, I interviewed intuitive eaters and dieters, and I learned the 10 tools that people use to be able to rely on their intuition. And the thing that's amazing is once you rely on your intuition, you don't have to think about it. You don't. It's not like counting calories. It's like automatic. Intuition automatically. You use your intuition automatically. I just want to tell you a really interesting fact that was in the New York Times, which is when you force yourself to eat something that you don't like because it's on your diet or somebody told you you should, your body absorbs up to 70% less nutrition from it.
Wow.
So that's one reason why it's very important to enjoy what we eat.
So, again, what you're saying is that in some cases the craving is because our body actually needs that food or something that's in that food.
And absolutely.
I've noticed that myself. For example, some people that experience adrenal exhaustion will crave mm-hmm. salt because the body needs more salt and there's an imbalance in the potassium and salt ratio. Okay.
Right.
So in that case, the body's craving because the body needs it. If we are really, really thirsty or our body's close to dehydration, we're obviously going to be craving water.
Mm-hmm.
But, for example, sometimes I have cravings for dark chocolate. I don't mean sugar. I mean really dark chocolate. Now, I haven't yet been able to get in touch with my intuition to determine why am I craving this dark chocolate. And I don't know whether it's my body.
I have a question, Patrick.
Okay.
Why do you imply that craving dark chocolate is bad?
Well, it's not, but I can eat a lot of it. And there isn't much sugar in it, so that's, I don't know.
Well, dark chocolate happens to be a very good antioxidant.
Yes, I know.
So you might want to check out to see if you're taking any antioxidants. Are you taking COQ10, for example?
No, I'm not taking any other antioxidant supplements, no.
Grape seed extract is a great antioxidant supplement. You may need that. And antioxidants, one of the things they do is clean pollution out of your system. Did you know that?
Yeah, I understand that. It obviously, the whole concept is to protect your cells, and it's also to prevent oxidization, which is the breakdown.
So you need that dark chocolate.
All right, I want to be careful, Jane, that people listening to this don't think that I've just said to them, hey, you can all eat chocolate. But
I didn't say you could eat inordinate amounts of it.
Okay, all right.
But, nothing is always right and nothing is always wrong except for the essential principles of life. And when it comes to eating, you have to trust your body. And one of the things your body will tell you, assuming that you eat at a pace that is not rushed, is when you're satisfied.
Yes.
So, for example, if you have a craving for dark chocolate and you know, Patrick, that it takes 15 minutes for your brain to get the message from your stomach that you have actually consumed any food.
Well, I thought it was even longer. I actually thought it was...
I've heard it's 15, but whatever, then you should.
So it's at least 15 minutes. That's the
point. At least. So if you take some dark chocolate and you know it's got all those little cubes, if you eat one of those little cubes and put the dark chocolate away, and then 15 or 20 minutes later, you ought to see, am I still craving it? And I bet you won't be.
And you are absolutely correct, because I had a little cube of chocolate before we started our talk, and it's been about 15 minutes, and I'm not craving it. This is why I absolutely adore you. Now, having said all of that, I wanted to mention something else that I know that you teach, because mm-hmm. if we recognize that there are times our body craves something, or there are times that our body needs something, and if mm-hmm. we also recognize and understand that it's at least 15 minutes before our brain recognizes our stomach is full, mm-hmm. can we just spend a moment to explain what is mindful eating?
Mindful eating is an expression that actually comes from meditation. And it's really using your focus when you eat. And the way that I think mindful eating is done best is to really look at your food and see what you're eating. And listen to the messages you're getting from your taste buds buds and your nose, how does it taste? How does it smell? Mindful means being really focused and aware. And that's so interesting because you mentioned confusion before. And confusion is the opposite of clarity. Mindfulness is being clear, and intuition is a form of gives you clarity so you can be clear. I'm eating this. Why am I eating this? So being intuitive is actually a way of being mindful, but naturally.
And I like to think of, you know, when we talk about being mindful, mm-hmm. I like to look at it and say what we're really talking about here is mm-hmm. that you're not thinking about anything else except what you're doing. So if I'm eating a piece of chocolate, all I'm thinking about is the chocolate. I'm not reading the internet. I'm not on the phone. I'm not walking. I'm not talking. I'm just enjoying the actual taste, flavor, texture, smell, etc. of the chocolate. And
right.
And so therefore, you really get to enjoy what you're doing versus the person that just stuffs himself or herself with the food. And I recall this was one of the first things that really shocked me when I first came to America quite a few years ago, and a friend of mine was talking about her brother who says, somehow we were talking about food, and mm-hmm. she said, when he's talking about food, he'll just say, that filled the hole.
And that's an emotional hole we're talking about. However, I have to tell you, I don't remember the exact percentage, but if you eat mindlessly, which is the opposite of mindfully, meaning you don't even know you're eating, there are facts that people who eat, like watching television or at their desk, consume many, many more calories than people who pay attention to what they're eating.
Yeah, that's obviously very significant. So, and I wanted mm-hmm. to say before about this comment or this person saying, you know, that filled a hole, or other people say that hit the spot, is
right.
that it's really more about, oh, I've just got this little emptiness in my stomach. Let me just stuff it up the same way that I might try to blow up a balloon.
Well, I don't think the emptiness is in the stomach.
No, and of course not.
And so what people are saying shows a disconnect from their intuition. And what intuition does, as you asked me before, how can people connect with their intuition? Well, once you start recognizing your senses and you start realizing how your stomach feels, you sort of then you make a much deeper connection with your emotions and your heart. And so when you have that spot to fill, you know where it is. You can recognize emotional hunger from intuitive hunger and from physical hunger, and that's a big step to taking control of your eating.
And I think we have to shift too mm-hmm. from this concept that food is just a fuel, that food is just there to, and again, this is what...
Well, you know what, Patrick, we really don't. And I'll tell you why. If people really believed food was just a fuel, they wouldn't have an emotional attachment to it, because there's nothing sexy about that.
Okay.
People think food is love. People think food is a way of showing appreciation. Or people think food is a way of feel good for themselves. Intuitively, food is fuel. Food is what gives us the energy to live our lives to our highest best interest. And an intuitive eater, when they sit down to eat, they look at the food and they think, what can that do for me? How is it going to help me get through my next 6 hours? What am I hungry for? A person who diets does not look at food that way. They sit down, they say, oh, is this the right portion? How many calories is in that? That looks good. They don't think, what will it do for me? And actually, if you think about that piece of dark chocolate, that piece of dark chocolate you ate gave you energy. It tasted great, and it also helps to purify your system from pollutions.
Right.
So food is fuel.
But my concern when we view food as fuel is that we're also mm-hmm. taking away the pleasure and the celebration of the food. And what I mean by that is that men tend to be like this on us, particularly A-types, really mm-hmm. driven, ambitious people, that mm-hmm. they're not sitting down to enjoy the food. They're not being mindful of the taste, the texture of the food. They're just saying, I have to eat so I can keep working or do the next thing. So they're mindful.
Ah.
That's what I mean by when we view it as fuel. It's almost like, oh, my car is empty of gas. Let me just fill it up with gas. And I'm not
Well, that's so interesting, Patrick. That's a really good point. First of all, when your car is empty with gas, if you just fill it up with any gas, you might be putting the wrong kind in.
Exactly.
So you have to pay attention. What does a car take? How much does it need? Otherwise, you could, you know, be having car running down the side of your car, the gas running down the side of your car because you're not paying attention. Well, it's the same thing with eating. And an intuitive eater, even an A-type, will not rush and ignore what they're eating. They'd rather not eat than eat mindlessly.
Right.
And so, and in fact, it's so interesting about when we do things that are mistakes, like rushing our food. Ultimately, it takes much more time to correct what we've done than it would have taken for us to stop and do what I call the intuitive pause, which is reconnecting with your body, your mind, and your heart, and enjoying the meal. Because intuitively, we're supposed to enjoy our food, which is why when we don't enjoy it, we absorb less nutrition.
Right. Great. That's a great point, and I love that insight. Now, you mentioned a moment ago that in your book, you've listed like 10 strategies or 10 techniques or 10 tips
right.
or 10 secrets of intuitive eaters. So that is in your book, correct?
Right.
Okay. So I'd like to ask one more question, because then people can obviously get your book and find out what those 10 secrets are.
Yeah, that's right.
How can we develop our intuition?
How can we develop it? The first step to develop it is to decide that you want to do it.
Okay, because so now I've made the decision. Oh, I want to develop my intuition. What do I do next?
Okay, then you start using your five senses. When you eat, which means you really look at what's being served, you really smell it and you really taste it. And when you do that, you're already eating slower, because in order to smell food, you smell it before you put it into your mouth, so you slow down your eating. In order to really taste food, you chew it more. When you chew food more, the digestive process actually starts in your mouth and you get more nutrition from it. And so this is the beginning of intuitive eating, because then when you eat it, you feel good, and you realize you feel good in your stomach, and you'll start to eat less because you'll be satisfied, because being an intuitive eater is connecting with the satisfaction of flavor and the satisfaction of the energy boost that comes from eating a good meal.
Excellent. Now, how can people get hold of your book, Intuitive Eating?
They can get it by going to my website, which is called Into Eating, I-N-T-U, Eating, E-A-T-I-N-G.
And at your website, there's obviously a blog there. There are the
blog that they can go to, which is called fine-tuning-eating.blogspot.com. And that answers questions and talks about eating hot buttons. But when people go to my website, they can ask me questions, and anyone who asks me a question that I don't know the answer to, I give a free copy of my book.
Now, that's definitely very inspirational and motivational and make me think,
right.
Okay, I've got to come up with another question.
Right. Well, I usually can come up with the answer, but if it isn't one that I've heard before, I'm happy to give the person a book, because the more people I can help, the better I feel.
Excellent. Now, I want to plug again your new book, Maintain, Don't Gain, 10 Tools for Staying Slim. And the website is intoeating.com, but spelled intueating.com. And again, you said that you'll give away a free book if someone asks you a question which you've either never heard or you don't have an answer for, correct?
That's correct.
All right, Jane, it's been a real pleasure, and I'm truly grateful for the wonderful insights that you've shared with us so that we can develop our intuition and actually enjoy life and the food that we're supposed to be eating.
That's right, and have fun.
So again, thank you to Jane Bernard. Her website is intoeating, intoeating.com. This is Patrick Wannis, and please visit Jane's website so you can learn more about her book and learn more about intuitive eating.
Thank you, Patrick.